starting things off with the Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And PGA Tour, the final event of the season going on this weekend in Central Florida. It's the Children's Miracle Network Classic at Disney World on two courses, the 7,500-yard par 72 Magnolia Track and the 7,000-yard par 72 Palm Course at the Walt Disney World Resort in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, to be exact. And after three rounds of play, two-way tie for the top spot, Scott Verplank and Palm Beach Gardens resident Steve Marino tied at 19 under par 197. They are two shots ahead of two men tied for third. Davis Love the third and Scott Sterling are both at minus 17. You've got a three-way tie for the fifth spot. Tommy Gainey, Robert Garrigus, and Troy Madison are all at minus 16. And then you've got a couple more players, five shots off the pace at minus 14, including Ken Duke, Jason Gore, and Tim Petrovic. But, Pat, the story after three rounds of play, you've got a kind of a mixed bag there leading the tournament. You've got a guy in Scott Verplank has got 15, 16 career PGA Tour victories. He's played on Ryder Cups. He's played on President's Cups. And then you've got a guy in Steve Marino who's only in his second year on the PGA Tour and still looking for his first ever career victory.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Marino, a local guy, you know, who had a real good year last year. And then, you know, we're looking for big things from him this year. And maybe, you know, with the last tournament of the year, he's going to get that. Scott Verplank, guy who's been around forever, just like Davis Love. So he's got some experience sort of on both ends of it here. You know, it's probably going to take, you know, 5-6 under from one of those guys today to win this thing. So 24, 25 under is probably going to end up winning this thing. Marino certainly has that capability. I mean, rounds basically 65, 66, 66. So it shows you the consistency. I wouldn't be surprised at all today if he pulls this off. You know, nothing against Verplank or Davis Love. Those guys have the experience. But maybe this is just Marino's time to finally break through.
And that'll be the final threesome of the day. The final group going off hole number one up there at Walt Disney World this afternoon will be Scott Verplank and Davis Love III, who are very good friends. In fact, each of them were in the other's wedding party. So two grizzled veterans who've got slew of PGA Tour victories to their career. They played on Ryder Cups and President's Cups. And then you've got a guy, the local kid, Steve Marino, Palm Beach Gardens resident, as the third member of that final grouping today, still looking for his first career PGA Tour victory up there at the Children's Miracle Network Classic. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. It is the Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. LPGA Tour, the third-to-last event for them on their season. Of course, next week, Lorena Ochoa's event in Mexico, and then the week after that, the final event of the year at the Trump International Golf Club, the ADT Championship. So this week, they're in Japan. It's the Mizuno Classic at the Kanetsu Kashimoja Country Club in Shima, Japan. How about that one?
Hey, Russ, good one.
And after two rounds of play, the reigning women's British Open champion leads. Ji Shin is at 10 under par 134. You've got Mayu Hattori in solo second at minus 8, and then Shiho Oyama and Ji Young Lee are both at 7 under par. Arena Hara and E Lim are both at minus 6, and then Jimin Kang and Yoon Ji Wee are both at minus 5. So go figure, Pat. An event out in Asia this week in Japan, and a lot of Asian players near the top of the leaderboard.
I thought I saw in the crawl on ESPN. I think this is already over, Russ. I don't even remember who won it.
It might be.
I think it's over.
It might be.
It's one of the first two, I think, I remember that I saw that ended up winning it. So we can double check that. But yeah, because of the time difference and everything else, I think they've already played that final round.
8:15 right now in Florida means it's what, like 5 in the afternoon, 6 in the afternoon out there? Maybe more.
Yeah,
probably
could
like
be.
8 at night. Isn't it 12
hours?
Yeah,
I think it might be 12 hours. I don't know. I got to check that because I remember just looking at the scrawl that I thought it said somebody already
and
won.
Speaking of time change differences, the 2009 European Tour season is underway, Pat.
Speaking of a jump in the time schedule there, Russ.
And they're out in China as well. They're in Shanghai. Now, I know this tournament is not done yet because Friday's second round was poured out with rain.
So they're going to Monday, which might be today, actually, over there. So maybe it is over.
It's the HSBC Champions, the first event of the 2009 season on the European Tour out in Shanghai, China, at the Shenzhen International Golf Club. There are 11 golf courses at that golf club. It's the largest golf resort in the world. And after at least this was the second round leaderboard, after two rounds of play, Henrik Stenson and Sergio Garcia led one shot ahead of two players in second, Oliver Wilson and Jeff Ogilvie. Story here, Pat, couple of things. First of all, the 2009 season is underway, and it's the first European Tour season that will have the Chase to Dubai, that $10 million finale tournament next year in Dubai. And the other story here is if Sergio Garcia wins, he will replace Phil Mickelson as the second-ranked player in the world.
Well, he's right there. You know, he's at least after the second round, he's tied for the lead. So, you know, and he's aware of that. He said that's one of his goals is to try to jump Phil and to get into second place. So, you know, it's very interesting. I think they got 10 of the top 20 players in the world in this thing, Russ. So, this is really a good field for this time of year to go over to China and get Sergio and Phil Mickelson, Adam Scott, you know, some really top players going over there to play in this thing. So, you know, it's a shame that the time difference is so wacky, and it's really not – I don't think it's on TV unless it's on the Golf Channel at 3 in the morning. But, you know, there are some things to be played for in this season-opening kickoff event for European Tour.
For the 2009 European Tour season. So there it is, your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report brought to you by Tire Kingdom Service, Brakes, Batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760.